Blog Talk Radio.
Champion sound, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Better promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA.
Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit, but I still talk that cat-ass, cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest, like the picture they gladdest, and I know they love it, so they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my love, my love?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my love?
Everyone, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. It is a Wednesday evening, and at the moment, it's just me and my wonderful co-host, Mike the Encyclopedia Eisler.
Red light, giving all the God, pastor, everyone. I just want to tell you how good my Lord has been. Oh, yeah. I got a song. I'm going to sing it. You know it. Feel free. I'm going to tell you how good God's been. I'm going to tell you how good God's If it wasn't for the courage of the crew, the minnow would be lost. I said the minnow would be lost. I'm talking about the love boat. Exciting and brand new. Love boat.
My God.
A new adventure waiting for you. Well, now we up in the big league. Got not turning back. Long as we got you and sweet Jesus, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Santa moving on up.
Thank you.
Let's raise the offering.
We're now going to collect money for the building fund that hasn't gone past $75.25 in, what, 5 years or more? Meanwhile, Pastor Eisler over here is sporting his new suit, purple suit, green shoes made out of crocodile skin, green and purple hat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Now let's bow our heads for prayer.
Dear Lord, we're gathered here today. Bring
we're
blessings.
We're here today to bear witness that the anointing, the christening, the blessing of this young rookie soul. It is with the purity of heart we pray that he will one day grow to drive the paint, to crash the boards of moral righteousness. Lord, my man Kevin Durant started a new beginning in Golden State. That's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready.
As you can see that tonight, Pastor Eisler is in fine form as he brings us all together to join in unity.
Because I had a dream.
No, I'll leave that one alone. I think I might get barred and bare.
Basically, you just heard a Steve Harvey skip and also lines from Uncle Drew. I've been trying to get him to also do the speech from V for Vendetta, but that's going to have to be for another night or later on if I can get him to do it after a song.
I don't know.
But as I say, we're here this evening. It is the 23rd of September.
It was the 3rd of September.
A day I'll always remember.
It was the 23rd of September.
A day I'll always remember. That was the day that my cell phone died. Yeah, we lost it. Anywho, I'll say again, it was the 23rd of September. It is 8:10 Eastern Central Time. I don't even know where I was going to go with this show. You completely throw me off track. I don't even know what I'm doing, what my name is, and where I'm going from.
Not bad for a guy that's suffering from a fever.
Yeah, Mike is actually sick right now. He's got a nasty fever and feeling kind of offish. But we'll talk about an amazing event that's happening this weekend. It's actually my 46th birthday. Yes, people, I have reached middle age. I am middle-aged. I never thought I would be middle-aged. When you're a kid and you think of 46 years old, it's like, you're so old. But I did actually have a nice birthday time at Maggie's last night. There was cake and presents and stuff. And Mike, you wanted. Ooh, Lordy. So we're waiting for AJ to get back. And tonight we're actually going to experience the Popeye's chicken sandwich for the first time. This is something. Make them biscuits, the bread. Only thing you have to do is fry the chicken down. I'm hoping that it'll arrive while we're still on the air so we can actually have a real life reference into this. See, we didn't get hooked up in the hype when it first came out, when people were lining up for, oh my God, hours and all this to get a chicken sandwich. You know, we waited. So tonight is that first time. But as I've completely got thrown off on what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to find a song and play that, and then we will be back. But I'm trying to find it. Hold on. That's me, that is. Here we go.
Got
Hey, everybody, we are back. You look so mad. We're looking at photos. Mike's got one of the pictures of him holding wrestling belts and stuff with this goofy-ass look on his face. But I want to get onto something a little bit more serious right now. The grand jury was working out today the charges that they wanted to press, if any, against the police officers who went into Breonna Taylor's home and shot her. And today they came back with no charges against the police officers involved. So the country right now is in absolute uproar. This was a woman who was asleep in her bed. The police issued a search warrant and shot her in her bed while she slept. I'm going to bring Artrell on the line because he's actually called in. So let me bring this handsome, delicious chocolate muffin in. If it will let me. Hey, chocolate muffin, can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you ever hear me. It's loud over here.
Yeah, we can hear you. Basically, what we're talking about right now is that, you know, the verdict came in about those police officers who shot Breonna Taylor. There is protests going on all over, and I was just looking at WISN 12, and literally downtown Milwaukee is shut off right now. The protesters have blocked I-94.
You said downtown?
Yeah, they're actually on the freeway. They've blocked the freeway.
Well, at least they're doing it peacefully, not making the... And they ain't causing a ruckus and doing it peacefully.
Right, and they were actually at... I'm watching it right now. They were actually at the courthouse, and they changed all of the flags outside the courthouse, which I think is hilarious, to Black Lives Matter, the black flag, and a bunch of other flags as well. And they took down the U.S. flag. But they've literally, I'm showing Mike right now, and he can see, they've actually blocked I-94. And the nice thing about it is that there is a lot of black people who are there, but the whole people at the front of the line are all white.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I understand, you know, I understand why people are so angry and everything over this, because, you know, it is beyond a joke what has been going on. It is, you know, getting ridiculous that the lives of black men and women in this country are seen as less than human. You know, you
right.
have a right. You have rights as long as you are white. You know, and the police are actually ripping people apart right now and arresting them. You have rights in this country, it seems, if you met, you know, you fit a certain criteria and critique. But if you're a black man or woman in this country, it appears that you have absolutely no rights whatsoever, and you don't deserve, you know, the freedoms that anybody with white skin is given. And I know that you guys, you know, we joke that I'm not white, I'm English, but I don't have that fear, you know, as much as you guys do, of walking down the street and being, you know, just questioned and arrested because of my skin color.
Right.
Whereas we've been at that where you got arrested leaving work for because you looked like someone they were looking for, and despite showing them your ID, they didn't believe that was you.
Right.
And you got arrested and taken to the police department when me and your mom were calling around. Oh, you weren't there. You know. I remember you got taken into custody over a simple ticket for a loud muffler. And that was just a ticket of all offense. But no, the cop had to get assy over it and take you in.
Yeah, that was bogus.
I mean, I have never had those fears. Even when pulled over with Robert's dad, never had those fears that stuff was going to happen. You know, but as I've said before, with you and Mike, my fear is when you leave the house, are you guys going to come back? You know I may seem like an overprotective wife and friend and stuff, but My worry is why I keep getting hold of you. I need to know that you're okay. You know?
Right, because you don't know what's going to happen around here.
Yeah, and the fact that this poor woman was in her bed asleep, the cops didn't even announce themselves, and they shot and killed her. Only one cop is being charged, and that was for discharging his weapon that may have caused damage to people elsewhere. So basically, they were more concerned about the neighbors than they were about her dying. And that's what the issue is.
Yeah, which was bogus.
It was.
Yeah, that's the big issue.
Oh, hold on. Our food is also out for delivery. I'm just trying to see where it's at. Oh. But it's not showing where it's at. Okay. No, it hasn't left yet. The person's actually there. I was just also saying about that we're getting a chicken sandwich from Popeyes, and I was hoping it would be here while we were still on air. But yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, uproar again in the country in regards to that, because 2020 is really, well, let's be honest, President Trump has given people the license to be racist and for there not to be any consequences to those actions. You know, Trump, when Kyle Rittenhouse shot those protesters, came out and said that he was a good kid. No, he wasn't. He was a 17-year-old with a semi-automatic weapon who went from one state to the other. Claims he was doing it to protect people, so you don't go with a semi-automatic weapon to protect people's property, you know? And what I want to know is, where are all these people who say we got to protect people's property with the wildfires and stuff that are going on out west? Are they out there helping the fire department? I don't think so. You know, the people in California that are being called to help the fire department are the people who are in jail. And they're being given time off their sentences for helping, you know. So the ridiculousness is just, it's out there, it's prevalent. And, you know, it's sad. It really, really is sad.
Yeah, no kidding. It just seems like just this day and age, is like 2020, is like, you have a president that lets you get away with anything, ain't holding nobody accountable for it or not doing anything about it.
Right.
And that's the sad thing that, and hopefully it will sway some people just to, you know, have people go out and vote.
Well, and that's the only thing we got to do is, you know, we got to get out there. We got to get out and vote. We've got to get these people who are systematically saying it's okay to treat black men and women like they are nothing. We got to get them out of office.
Exactly.
And the sad part of it is I don't see that happening. But
yeah,
anywho,
who knows?
Where's your location right now?
I'm getting a lottery ticket right quick, then I'll be right there.
Okay.
Inbred.
Well, we're gonna cut this show short tonight at being 30 minutes. And we'll perhaps do a show on the weekend to discuss more what's going on as more events, you know, happen.
Well, say you sure? No. Because I do have some stuff to say when I get there.
Well, you need to hurry up and get here then.
All right, I'll get there as soon as I can.
All right, well, we're going to play a song while we wait for our trail to get here. Let me find a good one.
You got booty butt cheeks on?
No, I don't have booty butt cheeks on it, but I do have torture.
Thank you. got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pad, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pad. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. Promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. You say you want a good time. Well, here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Talk to me,
tell me.
Okay, maybe. Hold on, that little girl. I guess she changed her mind. But anyways, it was something that I wanted to say, and like, it's a sad day for Marvel and DC fans. For people that was waiting on movies to come out this year, it was like, well, the bad news is all the movies that supposed to be came out this year has been pushed back to next year. Well, they did say like part of it was the pandemic, although some movie theaters are open, but right, just certain ones, like they say in New York and California, their theaters ain't open.
And that's where their money makers are.
Right, and they want, yeah. So, like, I don't know about anywhere else. I just know here in Wisconsin, we got some theaters open. That's why I got to see, like, New Mutants, which was the only Marvel film that came out this year. And, God, what else came from? Oh, yeah, that came out this year. So those are the only movies from DC and Marvel that's coming out. But they are releasing some content. You can say if it's, like, a movie or not, but it's, like, a series, whatever. We were normally going to get Falcon and the Winter Soldier this fall, but that's changed to next year. But the WandaVision was supposed to be like in the spring, but it's coming out, as some people say, on Black Friday.
Right.
So, which is good. And also, more on Marvel content, they got Hellstorm, which they released a preview of that show, although Marvel claimed to, like, separate themselves from that, but it is from Marvel, so Hellstorm, which will be on Hulu, I think within a month or two, I believe. But as for those dates for, like, Marvel,
I did wonder if they were going to end up pushing it back.
Well, I was hoping they wouldn't. I was hoping they would show at least something.
Yeah. Well, the other news piece of news is actually wrestling news, which was kind of sad today.
Right. We're going to get to that in a second, but I'm just going to say...
My damn show! What was David Bernardo to say?
Burn! You woke up to me and said, what did it do?
We already had Mike do the Steve Harvey, I'm going to hell, good God, spin song, and also the preaching from Uncle Drew. He made them both flow into each other. It was freaking hilarious.
Oh, that's good. Black Widow will be out May 7th of next year. Shang-Chi, they're going to be...
Our food's been canceled.
What?
Wow. Wow. And we ordered it like an hour ago. It says... Your order was canceled because we were unable to process the order with the restaurant. This is a shitty bit. The money probably won't be back on there for 5 to 7 business days.
Right.
So that means we've got nothing for dinner today.
Well, I got to check how much I got and just go from there.
Yeah, just check it in a bit.
Yeah.
Wow. And this is the thing. This is why I was kind of, why I pulled you up in regards to what way you were, because I know how Popeyes is. Now, the driver was at Popeyes waiting to get our order. She's been there since I called you. And I mean for the radio show. And it kept saying our food was being seen. And I said to both of you, it kept changing the times that it was seen. And I just refreshed the page, and it was like, oops, your order must be somewhere. And it's like, huh? And then the email popped up. We ain't destined to have the sandwich. Let's just put it out there, okay? We aren't destined to have the damn sandwich. Sorry.
But Sarah,
at the moment.
Or something. That's crazy. But, like I said, Chain Chin and the Ten Rings, that was going to be out... I think it was going to be May of this coming year, been pushed to July. So only been pushed back for a couple of months. And the Eternals have been pushed back to November of next year as well. So that's all the content that we know from Marvel that's going on so far. And DC, we know Wonder Woman is going to be released next year, but we just don't know exactly when that's going to be released. And as Hazel was about to say, it's a sad day in wrestling that although Animal from Legion of Doom has died today.
Yeah, there's no. I got up this morning at, like, I was up at 6 and I checked Facebook at 7 and it had been announced that he had died in the early hours of this morning. But they hadn't actually at that point released, you know, any more. Let me have a look, see if they have since then. WWE. Mm-hmm. it because I was going to look it up. Well,
oh. But we already know about World Warrior Hulk dying like sometime in the 90s. I forgot like what year, but it was like that happened. It was like no more, you know, Road Warriors or Legion of Doom.
His partner died of a heart attack in 2003.
Okay.
Age 46.
Yeah,
I'm still going
there. Keep talking. Okay. It would have been cool, you know, that I met them, although animals on political views are a little bit different, but
yeah, but
he's still a human being. And like I say, it still would have been cool to meet them, regardless of the
right.
fact. But, they won the WWE, I think they won WCW and NWA, I believe, or AWA Tag Team Champions.
Six on the room, brother, there. So John Laurinaitis instead.
Yeah, rest in peace, and hopefully it was probably... If it was like, probably was a natural cause that he died from.
I know. So.
That just.
Yeah, nobody's released anything. The family said they were going to release a statement, but as of yet, they haven't. I mean, you can't blame them. It's a hard, you know, thing to go to.
Right.
So we're going to play another song, and then we're going to be back while AJ checks how much money you've got for food, because we hungry. Let me find, I gotta find one.
I thought we were great. You took your love back and ran the dark track. I counted all the days till you would come back. I still attached. Now you mean
I'm thinking.
thinking about your land. Fucks I give.
And one.
What? How many fucks I give? Zero. Simple as that. Zero fucks given. But anywho, we're gonna round up this show. What are the upcoming shows we got?
Monday, of course, is WFSR Aftermath. 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. We're mainly going to talk about after the pay-per-view, Clash of Champions. Just going to talk about the results of that, plus the week of wrestling and all that good stuff. Tuesday, of course, is Mike On, where I get to interview Skylar Reed, but we don't know what actual time that's going to be until the day of, so... That I gotta wait on. And of course, next Wednesday, her show.
And with that note, we are gonna say goodbye from everybody here. Reverend Pastor, it was nice speaking to you today. And we will be back with the collection plate this time next week. Have a good evening, everyone.